We're in the Keses HaSofer, beginning Simen Chaf Hei, which is the halachas of Ein Maridin Mikdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala, and there are seven Se'ifim. Says the Keses HaSofer, Se'if Aleph. Klaf HaMa'ubid L'Shem Kedusha, Osir L'Shanayisir L'Dover Choyl. Klaf that was Ma'ubid for Kedusha, it's also to use for a Dover Choyl. Why? The Hazmana L'Guf HaKedusha Milsahi, because the Hazmana Milsa. L'inyan zeh, sh'leilas sh'anoysi l'chol, that it cannot be used for a dover chol, elam kein hisna olav b'tchila se'ibud, unless a t'nai was made at the beginning of the ibud, that it could be used for a dover chol as well. V'im kvar hischi l'chtoif olav, but if one, even if he made the t'nai, once you've started writing on it a dover kodesh, shuv osir l'shanoysi aval pi she'hisna olav, you're not allowed to use it for a dover chol. V'get have a dover chol, and a get is a dover chol. Says the Lishka Sivkot and Aleph, Hisne Olav, Kosa B'Sefer Achayim, Reb Shlomo Kluger writes, Shenishal B'Klaf Mu'ubud L'Shem Stam, U'B'Tnai L'Hishtamish B'Gam L'Chol, V'Kos V'Olav Get. He's dealing with a case where they were Ma'abid Oiris for Stam, and then they went ahead and they wrote a Get on it. Imuter Achakach Lito L'Saklaf HaZeh Shel HaGet, L'Bayis U'L'Guf HaParashia Shel Tefillin. Can the Klaf then be used to make a Bayis, and for the parashias. V'hela she'en lasis miget shum tefillin u'mezuzas, he says you're not allowed to do that, o'y sefer Torah, v'chein me'agilin shel haget, and even from the margins of the get, you're not allowed to do it, kifi hashir, as much of the margin she'tzrichin lehaget u'lehagilin, ki b'ksivas haget, because once you wrote the get, nafka zois mitoris lishma, so that part of the klaf is excluded from the lishma, that was originally infused into it. Aval ha-moyser, but the extra part of the gilyan is muter lichtoiv olav achakach mezuzah, ki ma she'ein loy boi tzorich leget, because what's not necessary for the get, loy nafka mitoris lishma. So only what's necessary for the get is nafka is yotza mitoris lishma, but what's not necessary for the get can indeed be cut off and used, l'moshel, to write a mezuzah on. Says the Keses if beis, Kfar Mavur b'simin beis siv dalid eich la'abed es haklaf. We discussed how to be ma'abed the klaf. Sheyuchshar in a fashion that it can be used bein l'sefer Torah, bein l'tfilin, bein l'mezuzas. V'im hischa lichtav sefer Torah, if one went ahead and started writing a sefer Torah on that piece of klaf, v'nifsel ha'yiriya, and it became possible, also lichtav ala noiser tfilin mezuzah, one would not be permitted to write on the extra part of the yiriya tefillin or mezuzahs, mipnei she'en merid mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala, because that would be considered harada b'kdusha from a sefer Torah down to l'moshel a mezuzah. V'kevan shekvar hischa l'chtoiv olav, and once he started writing on it, havi leka azmen evitzarbe, and therefore it's already chal the kedusha on the whole yiriya, and it's also to cut off the extra part of the yiriya and use it for tefillin or mezuzahs. Ayin nayi b'Yehuda, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalad, that he also says that once you started writing on the Yiriya, so it's considered Azmenei Vitzorbei, and it would be Osir. Says the Lishka Sifkotin Beis, Ka Azmenei Vitzorbei, Vafilu Im Hizkir B'Ibud Gam Tfilin U'Mezuzas, and even if when he was Ma'abed, that Yiriya that he wrote the Sefer Torah on, that it could be used for Tfilin U'Mezuzas, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Me'acha Shechotach Asi Yiriya, once the Yiriya was cut, V'sirtito, L'shem Sefer Torah, Hare Birer Shehi L'shem Sefer Torah. So he has shown that he's planning on using the entire Yiriya for a Sefer Torah, and it's also now to go ahead and to use it for Tefillin U'Mezuzas. V'ayin Prima Godim Simin Lama Bezei Shel Avram Sivkot Nyud, Shehikser Bezei Ala El Yerabba. Prima Godim asks Akasha on the El Yerabba, because the El Yerabba says that if he wrote on the Klaf a Sefer Torah, so it's also to write Tefillin on the rest. So the Prima Godim asks on the El Yerabba, Mehadu Shel Roish, Oysen Oysen Shel Yad, that the same way, L'chayra, that you can make a Shel Roish into a Shel Yad, so you should be able to make the klaf of the Sefer Torah into Tefillin or Mezuzos. Avalafim HaShekos Avnu, B'chakira Aleph, Ois Lamed Hei, and Lamed Vav, Hine Milvat Chshash Hayrada, aside for the question of Hayrada, Yesh Bekan Gam Chshash Chisaren Lishmad Tefillin or Mezuzah, because the Lishka is going L'shitosai, that he holds that each thing has to be Mu'ubid for its particular use. So once it was ma'ubid for a shem sefer Torah, it should not be able to be used for tefillin and mezuzos. Says the Keses Seif Gimel, sefer Torah tefillin shebolu. a sefer Torah or tefillin that became worn out, ein oisin mehen mezuzah, the claf cannot be used to make a mezuzah. How are you going to do that? Ve'en koisin agulyoni sefer Torah, loy tefillin v'loy mezuzah. You can't write on the margin of a sefer Torah tefillin or mezuzahs. And you also cannot use the margins of a Sefer Torah to fix another Sefer Torah. And even to fix that Sefer Torah would be Osir. Unless there's no other way to fix it. Then it would be mutter to use the Gilyan of that particular Sefer Torah to fix that Sefer Torah, if there's no other option. Ayin Chasam Sefer Simon Reish Ayin Tes, where he was asked about somebody who cut off the gillion of Apostle Sefer Torah and he stuck it on to the ureus of a kosher Sefer Torah for extra chizuk. So he was asked if that is okay or not. Ayin Shom in that Chasam Sefer. Says the Lishka in Sivkot and Gimel, one cannot take the areas of a Sefer Torah that was worn out and use it for a mezuzah. For instance, you have at the bottom of an Amud the parasha of Shema, and it finishes at the end of the Amud. Now he wants to write in the margin underneath Shema, parashas Vayim Shamaya. So you're not allowed to do that. In other words, you can't create a mezuzah from a worn-out Sefer Torah. V'chein im reitzel l'kachas parashas Shema mitfilin ul'chaber eilea oid klaf lichtoiv olav parashas v'hayim shamaya. So you can't do that either. Oid l'chaber eilea parashas v'hayim shamaya mitfilin acherim. Or to attach to it the parashas v'hayim shamaya from other tefillin, shu yedeh shenechtev ul'achar kach. You're not allowed to do that either. She'ein ba mishum shalei kesidron, even if there's not going to be a question of shalei kesidron mikol makom aser, because you cannot create a mezuzah out of tefillin. That would be hayrad b'kedusha. So even if you're going to take two tefillin, which were written kesidron, and attach them to each other, that would be osir, because you're making a mezuzah out of tefillin, which is hayrad b'kedusha. Says the Lishka in Sifkot and Dalid, loy tefillin v'loy mezuzah. Loshen HaShulchan Aruch B'yaridei Simen Reish Tzadik Sif Aleph Sefer Torah Oy Tefillin Shebolu. If you have a Sefer Torah or tefillin that were worn out, ein oisin mehen mezuzah, you cannot create a mezuzah out of them, ve'en koisin oisin al gilyani Sefer Torah, nor can you write them on the gilyan of a Sefer Torah, because all those cases would be harada b'kedusha. Miloshen ze, ikala mashma, kirak mezuzah ein koisin al gilyani Sefer Torah. From this loshen of the mechaber, it's mashma that you're not allowed to write a mezuzah. Aval tefillin koisin, but tefillin you would be allowed to write on the gilyan of a Sefer Torah, m'nei shekdusha tefillin g'dayla, kikdusha Sefer Torah, because tefillin and Sefer Torah are the same level of kedusha. Kasher tzidit b'nai de b'yehuda, simen kuf ayin dalet, and indeed b'nai de b'yehuda, that is what he holds. It's tamua shalei hevi loshen ha-shulchan aruch b'kan, and it's a shtickle appella that b'nai de b'yehuda doesn't bring this mechaber as a raya. Aval ef shalom rakein, but lemaisa one cannot paskin like this. Nei de bihuda sharei beis yosef berachaim simin lamed beis kasev baatzmai the kedusha sefer Torah chamura mikdush mimitzvus tefillin. Lemaisa the mechaber says lehedya that sefer Torah is more chamur than tefillin. So meila the nei de bihuda cannot, we cannot paskin like nei de bihuda against the mechaber. V'hinei loshen haRambam in perakei halacha aleph who gamken kolashen haShulchan Aruch. The Rambam also lemaisa writes like the Shulchan Aruch, which would be mashma like the Neid B'Yehuda. But lamais, it's not a raya, because that's only the Rambam l'shitasai, the nira loy, the sphere loy, the l'shma, the kedusha chamura, loy mahani, the kedusha kala, el kol kedusha u kedusha tzricha dafka l'shma mamish. Because the Kesis wants to say that the Rambam holds like him, that each item needs its own kedusha, the hainu l'shem kedusha dido. So therefore, the Mechaber didn't have to tell us the Ein Kaisin Al Gilyani Sefer Torah Tefillin Mishum Hayrada. It's not because Tefillin is the same Kedusha as a Sefer Torah. Rather, it's because Sefer Torah and Tefillin each need their own Kedusha. The Habalavach Inami Ein Kaisin Mishum Daklav Ein Mu'ubed L'Shem Tefillin. And it has to be Mu'ubed L'Shem Tefillin if you want to use it for Tefillin. V'ach Mezuzah, however, Mezuzah, the Sfir Leila Rambam Delay Boy Yilubud L'Shma. But mezuzah, which the Rambam holds, doesn't even need ibud lishma. Hutzrich loymar dein kaisim mishum hayrada. That would be much worse. Vezulafiyani asdaiti haichachak daila der Rambam hachi svirle. Dilishma de kedusha chamura loy machshav lishma de kedusha kala. This would be a raya that the Rambam does indeed hold that the lishma for a kedusha chamura is not called lishma for a kedusha kala. Vayim asher kasavnu meitz Hashem mechakira aleph or islamid hey, where he discusses what the shita of the Rambam is. Avol beis yosef shekasav barachaim simin lamedei sifches the klaf hamuvud l'shem sefer Torah kais min aleph tefillin kasha lefi anias daiti. But the mechaber taka is shver when he says that you could write tefillin on klaf that was moved for a sefer Torah. Again, this is the kesis l'shitosai, because he holds that each one needs its own kedusha. My kosev de'en kaisvin al gayeni sefer Torah mezuzah. For like kosev de'en kaisvin aleha tefillin. Why doesn't the mechaber speak out that you can't write tefillin on it? So this is a kasha that he has on the mechaber. Says the Kesis in Seif Dalet, also l'shanes tefillin shel roish l'aseis shel yad. One is not allowed to turn a shel roish into a shel yad, afilu ein le tefillin shel yad, even if he doesn't have a tefillin shel yad to wear. V'yesh l'shtei tefillin shel roish, he's still not allowed to do it. V'afilu likach ritzua mehen, and even to take a ritzua from a shel roish, v'litna b'shel yad, is also aser, mishum de shel roish k'dushosei chamura, mipnei sherubay shel shem shakai b'shel roish. L'maisa the shel roish is more kaddish than the shel yad, because roiv of the shakai is in the shel roish, mele you can't take even a ritzua and use it for a shel yad. Avol mishel yad l'shel roish mutal l'shanes, but you can make a shel yad into a shel roish. Yasalei dalet batim etoichai, if you would want to go and stick four compartments inside the shel yad, so then that would be mutter, because you're being malit in kedusha. V'mhayu chadoshim, and if the tefillin are new, she'adayin lahinicham, and they were never used, so then it's mutter l'shanes afilu mishel roish l'shel yad. Why? The hazmana lav milsehi, because for that we don't say hazmana milsehi. V'toyla alein michsa or echad she'yu niran kibayas echad, and all you need to do is put a piece of leather on top of it to turn the shel roish into a shel yad. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer Sifkot in Hay, afilu ein lay tefillin shel yad, hiksha primagodim. Primagodim yasa kasha. Nasi essay the tefillin shel yad, v'nitchi lois assay de ein meridim. There's a lois assay of ein meridim nikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. But lemaisa, this guy needs to put on a tefillin shel yad. So essay doicha lois assay. So the essay of wearing a tefillin shel yad should be doicha the lois assay of ein meridim. HaSeiferek de primagodim. Answers the Lishka, V'nira li, Mipnei shu tzarech litlais olav or echad, V'zuhi ha-hayrada, because he needs to put on this piece of or onto the shel roish, and that's the hayrada, V'lehavi be'idna, he doesn't have a shel yad handy. If he would have a shel yad handy, then there would be what to talk about, but to physically go and be mayor to shel roish, to a shel yad, on that you don't say that an essay is doicha lois essay. Oid yesh lemer, another teretz is, mishum dehavi essay she'ene shava bakol. It's not equal for everybody, because most people have a shel yad. So mamela, in a case where it's not equal for everybody, we wouldn't say, bo essay v'doicha lois essay. Says the Lishka Sifkot Nvav, kedushasei chamura, b'shulchan aruch isa, and b'shulchan aruch it says, dim hisne alea mitchila muter, that if a t'nai was made meirosh, that he wants to be able to be meirid the ritzua from a shel roish into a shel yad, then it would be okay. Avol b'sefer melech ha-shamayim hevi mashakosav arzeruah b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha till achar shalav sham, that once the tefillin were worn, lo mahani atnai. The tanai is this, because the tanai doesn't work. Certainly not after the tefillin were worn. V'hevi raya, and the melech ha-shamayim brings a raya mehod ha-isa b'perakama d'yuma on daf yud beis amud beis, from the pasuk of Yilbash. What it's discussing over there is that the pasuk says Umichnasei bad Yilbash al besorei, and the Gemara asks, why do we have the extra word of Yilbash? It could just say Umichnasei bad al besorei. So Reb Daisa tells us, why does it have the word Yilbash? Lahavi bigdei kohen gadol shekshirin l'kohen hedya, to teach you that the begadim of a kohen gadol can be worn by a kohen hedyot. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, Shtei tshuvas bedover, what are you talking about? And one of the tshuvas that he says is, begadim shemishtamashu behem kedusha chamur, yishtamash behem kedusha kala. How can you use the begadim of a kohen gadol for a kohen hedyot? It's hayrada bekedusha, v'itnai d'meikara mahani, ein lecha tnai gadol mizeh. And if you're going to say that a tnai made before the item is used works, So avada, this is a tanai. The cave on the dina hachi, because that's the din that you use the begodim of the kohen gadol for a kohen hedyot. So that's a built-in tanai. Lahachi iskin shalacher avaydasa shel kohen gadol yishtamish ben kohen hedyot. Elakim mahani tanai. So what's the teretz? When do you say that a tanai works? Dafka lahaytzi miteretz hazmana. That's only to take it out of the teretz hazmana. Lahaytzi miteretz maisa. But once a maisa was done that he wore the actual begodim loy mahani, then the tanai is batal. Memela, once the tefillin were worn, the tanai to use the ritzua of the shel roish for the shel yad would also be batal. Ufiyanes daiti yesh loymar, says the lishka, mahanach poiskim the svir lehu the mahani tanai, according to the poiskim, that a tanai does help, kihine lechayre yesh lehavin mai. My kametame Rebbe, what's Rebbe's graisa kasha bepshitas begodim shem rishdamshu for a kohen gadol can't be used for a kohen hedyot? Very Reb Daisa krokodar, she's darshening a pasuk v'dilma gzerisa kasev ulehatir. Even though on the ordinary circumstances a tanai wouldn't help, but over here it's a gzerisa kasev. So what's Rebbe's graisa kasha? V'tzarach loymar kevin the kro ikal amidrash ban peyachrini. Since I could darsh in this pasuk in another way, Ikareb Yehuda, Ikarebi, like in the Gemara over there, you could use the drasha differently. Imkain mestaber yoiser leukme ledrasha achrisa, so it makes more sense to use the pasuk of Yilbash for a different drasha. Miloymar de begodim shenishtamish ben kedusha chamuri yishtamish behen kedusha kala. It's better to use, it makes more sense to use the drasha for something else than to say that the pasuk is coming to teach me that we can be matir in this case, hayrada b'kedusha. L'fizeh yesh loymer da'afal gav d'mitzad iser hayrada ein kan. And according to that, even though if we would have a gzeres hakosev, there wouldn't be an iser hayrada, kevan d'lachi iskan, because that's the etzem tekana mikol mokam, kevan d'lav erich arahu, since l'maisa it's not derech eretz, mistavir yesem religious l'drosh achrisa, it makes more sense to use it for a different drasha. And he says in the parentheses, v'gnayu al kol panim l'maisa, to use the begodim of a kohen gadol for a kohen hedyot, l'maisa is a gnay. Ayin magen avram, simen mem beis, of cotton gimel, b'shem ha'taisis v'shabis, where over there he discusses that when they put the krushim on the agolas, it's a gnay who to put the thick side of the keresh, which was samuch l'karka, opposite to it, together with the tzad on top, which was narrower, because Taisus says that that would be like malin b'kodesh ve'ein mayridin. So if you say it over there, so over here it's certainly a gnai. U'bahachi nicha, and now it makes sense. Madalchura kasha, my time de Reb Daisa. What's the pshat in Reb Daisa that he wanted to say that we could be makel on hayrada b'kedusha v'chiles lehadain mayridin b'kedusha chamura l'kedusha kala? Doesn't he hold that there's an issa hirada b'kedusha? L'fima shekasavnu yesh leimar d'shani hacha. Over here it's different. L'hachi iskin. Because that was the takana of Svir Leila Reb Daisa, and Reb Daisa holds fakaret from Rebbe. He holds the mistaber yaiser d'asa kro l'hachi. Makes more sense that the pasuk is coming to be matir hirada ukra d'v'hinicham asa rak shaloi l'shtamish behem yame kippurim acher. The Gemara over there brings the pasuk u'pashat as bigday habad asher lavash b'voye el ha-kodesh v'hinicham sham. So the Gemara over there darshins the pasuk of hinicham. So he says it makes more sense that the pasuk of yilbash is coming to be matir hayrada b'kedusha, and then the pasuk of v'hinicham is coming asa rak shaloi l'shtamish behem yame kippurim acher to tell you that the begodim can only be used once, but not for another Yom Kippur. And that's why it says, v'hinichem, you just have to put them away. The name of the kra, the yilbash, also l'drash achrisa, because if you're going to say that the kra, that the pasuk of yilbash is coming for some other drasha, im kein bal karchach, kra v'hinichem, bal alamit shetzarech gniza. So then you're going to have to say that the pasuk of v'hinichem is coming to teach you that it has to be put into gniza. Uledidei, and according to Reb Daisa, Kevin the Sphere lay Avnate shall Kohen Gadol Zeo Avnate shall Kohen Hedyot, that the same Avnate is used by the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, according to Reb Daisa, Mistaber Yosef, the Kra'as Alahachi, makes more sense that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that Hayrada B'Kedusha is Mutter. The Mutter L'Shtamish Behem, Kedusha Kala, Milagon Zam Lagamri. Since he holds that that Drasha is coming, of Vehinicham, is coming to tell us that Be'etzem it would be put into Gniza, so Mela over here, we're telling you that no, that don't say that it's better to put into Gniza, rather it's mutter to be moirid it mikedushasa. Because far as hataz b'simen kufnun dalad sifkaten zayin, that he says that it's better to use a dover on a higher darga for a lower darga than to put something into Gniza. Even though the Prima Godin brings a raya against the Taz, that even if it, that it's better to put it into Gniza than to be married at Mikdushasa, Mikol Makam Svara Mi Uhavi, but the Taz still has a good Svara. Ayn Mashakaz have Oidbeze Bezeshe Mechakira Aleph, Ois Tes Yud and Yud Aleph, that over there he's Dan in the Inyan of Hazmana Milsa and the Inyan of Hayrada Bigdusha. Says the Keses Seif Hey, Im Nifzika Ritzua Shal Yad Samuch El HaKesher, if the Ritzua Shal Yad is torn near the Kesher, Asa Lafech Reish HaAcher Lemala V'laseis Shom Es HaKesher V'achaticha Shehoya Bay HaKesher Yikshar Lemata. It's also to flip the Ritzua upside down and tie the part that used to be on top by the Kesher, tie it to the bottom. That way you'll have the full shear on what is now the tap, and you'll just use the old part for wrapping around your fingers. Why are you not allowed to do that? Mipnei mishum shemayridei mikdushasai dimitchila haya boy hakesher, because you're being merited from its kedusha, because in the beginning it had the kesher there, v'hayud, v'ata, and it had the kesher and the yud, v'ata yasa bay kriches, and now you're using it just for kriches, as Isaac the Magen Avram. V'ayin machza shekel, that the machza shekel, he wants to make a kal v'chaymer, that madach the krushim, where it's the same keresh that had the top and the bottom, you're not doing anything, you're just flipping the keresh around, madach that that's a gnai, so kal v'chaymer over here, where your mamish putting it on the bottom of the ritzua, so for sure that it's going to be aser. V'im eina ritzua aruka kol kach, and if the ritzua is not so long, azay lo yasa, kol kach kriches aviv hazraya. So just don't make so many kriches around the zraya of the arm. Va'afim yashal chatichas haritzua shenifzika v'yishar loy dai ritzua. And even if you'll throw out that part of the ritzua that had the kesher, you'll throw it out and you'll still have a long enough ritzua, you still shouldn't flip it around. Nochen gam kein shaloy lahavcha. But still use the part that was higher before for the new kesher. So we skipped by accident Sivkotin Zayin and Ches. So we'll go back to it now. So he says Mutter L'shanes. Over there was talking that if the tefillin were never worn, they were still new. So then there's no iser of Hirada. That's only a heter al yidei adchak. Kedektani misha ein loy tefila shel yad. He doesn't have. So if it's a shas adchak, then we matter it. But if it's not a shas adchak, then one would not be allowed to lechatchila be meirida shel roish to a shel yad. Avol midivir Rambam muchach the gam sheloy al yidei adchak shaper damis. We have a machloikis, the Zerua and the Rambam. Says the Lishka Sifkat Meches. Right, that all you have to do to change the shel roish into a shel yad is just to add a piece of or on top of the shel roish. Kasa b'sefer azarua upirish mayri rabbeinu simcha, who authored the machzer vitri, I believe. The dafka toila al achas mehen shemachnes dalid batim bebayis achas. That the whole heter is just to take an existing shel roish and put a piece of or on top of it and turn it into a shel yad. But to remove the parashis from the batim, and to put it into a different bias, that would not be mutter. Even according to the Manda Amar, who holds that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one beged and put it onto another beged, that's only because tzitzis is not tashmishei kedusha, it's only tashmishei mitzvah. Aval tashmishei kedusha, but tefillin, which are parshias, which are tashmishei kedusha, loy, over there would not be a heter to take it out of one bias and just put it into a different bias.